Hello, and welcome to this legislative call-in show with Bethel Senator Lyman Hoffman. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. We are a week past the two-thirds mark of the 90-day legislative session. What are your questions or thoughts on what's happening in the legislature? This is a chance for you, the constituents of the YK Delta, to ask those questions and voice your comments to Senator Hoffman, who's joining us from his office in Juneau. Hi, Senator Hoffman. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Everything is clear and about 30 degrees, blue skies and lots of sunshine. We're working on the operating budget. We've been on hold to accept the operating budget from the House now for over 2 weeks. It seems as though they're having some difficulty in getting that to us. But hopefully we will receive it next Monday and start taking care of the operating budget on the Senate side. Other than that, the committees are all working full steam, and if there are any questions that I could respond to, that would be great.
To ask those questions, if you're in Bethel, call 543-5985. If you're in the Villages or outside Bethel, call toll-free at 1-800-995-8954, or you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. Senator Hoffman, yesterday you voted with the Senate to pass Senate Bill 14, which would legalize ride-sharing businesses like Uber and Lyft in Alaska. The bill now goes to the House for a vote. If this legislation passes, do you see the cab industry in Bethel being impacted?
Well, it's hard to say. You know, the way that Uber works is that individuals would, there's a ride share or Uber, they would sign a contract with the company that, and I don't know exactly where they're located, but they would enter into a contract, and people could would have to have their own car, and they'd have to go through a process. They would have to fill out an application, and people would be able to call up and see where their drivers are on their phone app. And it may or may not take off. I know it's something that will be pretty popular in Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Juneau, but it all depends upon who's out there in rural Alaska that may want to put up the money and get their own car and go through the process. But, yeah, it's highly possible that someone could do that. Whether or not it replaces the existing system depends upon how popular it may become in communities such as Bethel.
And we have a caller on the line. We have Mary calling from Bethel. Hi, Mary.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Mr. Hoffman, Senator Hoffman. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to give you a call. First of all, I want to thank you for your hard work and your tireless effort over the many years in promoting the things that have always affected us out in the YK Delta.
Thank you very much.
But I do watch the legislative sessions year after year. Now that there's TV, prior to that it used to be the radio. But what I can never understand is why are certain individuals always against every idea that everyone else has, no matter how sensible they are. And those people, there's like two or three, especially representatives and senators who, like the previous years, are asking for more at ease, and their brief at ease are getting longer and longer now that the 90-day session is getting really close. But if those people were, like, not just worried about their own immediate families, but worried about the human beings, I think they would be able to work better with everyone else. And after all, everyone was elected to to attend to the needs of their constituents. And this is, all these needs are true in alcohol and drug addiction, better health care, better social services, better communication, and helping every single person, no matter who they are, or even if they're, you know, rather than looking down on people. When we go somewhere, we need somebody who needs help. We stop and help them. And once upon a time, everyone in the Waikiki Delta was like that. And there's a lot of people miss that. And we can go back to it, you know?
Mary, I want to thank you for your question, but I want to give Senator Hoffman a chance to respond to it. Senator Hoffman?
Well, you know, everyone down here is elected and has a constituency, and I can't select the people that I work with. I try to represent our region and get, you know, like we had a good example last week was even in my committee, we have people that are very, very conservative, and what they did was eliminate all the money for public broadcasting and public radio. But, you know, it's people like you and others across the state that came in and testified in a public hearing process saying that this is too crucial to the state, that particularly in those areas in rural Alaska. And as chairman of the operating budget, I'm going to put a committee substitute in front of the Senate Finance Committee possibly next week or the following week that restores all the funds that public broadcasting and public radio had in the budget that the governor submitted. So it's, you know, it's sometimes difficult, but I have to work with many of those individuals and make the arguments. And it's through the public process from people testifying that makes my job a lot easier to get those issues addressed and find the...
I mean, that's what I appreciate about you, your concern for everyone else. And I just sometimes wish that everyone else was concerned about everything like you do.
Thank you very much, Mary.
For your hard work.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. If you want to join in the conversation, if you're in Bethel, call 543-5985. If you're in the Villages or outside Bethel, call 1-800-995-8954 or email radio@kyuk.org. Senator Hoffman, the House has introduced a bill to create a statewide commission on climate change. The commission would work with the governor to develop a statewide climate strategy, potentially covering anything from relocating villages to promoting renewable energy sources and reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Would you support a bill of this nature in the Senate?
Yes, I think depending on how broad it is and how much it might plan to expend, I would support that endeavor. You know, we have communities such as Newtok and others that have faced erosion. And in fact, when I was the city manager of Bethel, the Bethel wall was in front of Bethel was eroding quite rapidly, and there are many people that have been around for a long time remember that that's where we used to throw all of our old cars to stop the erosion. And we went and because we're at the lower end of the Kuskokwim, it's all mostly silt and tundra, so we constructed that, and luckily for Bethel, that was addressed many years ago, but there still exist problems of erosion and climate change that continually need to be looked at and addressed.
And so how can the legislature be more proactive about responding to climate change impacts like coastal erosion, melting permafrost?
Well, you know, I think that we need to look at why that is happening. Many people say that it's global warming because of gas products and the ozone layer being depleted. And if that's the case, we need to make those companies more responsible and help participate. I know that has been discussed many times because it is really costly. You know, we've been working with the people of Nutak. Then we've had several appropriations. We've funded a building, built a road there, and some of the preliminaries, but it is a very, very costly measure and takes many, many years. But the answer, I don't think the full answer is still out there, but it takes a lot of time and dedication in keeping it the issue in the forefront.
So you mentioned about holding certain businesses that could be contributing to these issues accountable, and then also that it's very expensive. So would one way to be imposing a tax on those companies that could be used to restore these communities?
Well, maybe I think that it's bigger than an issue that is facing Alaska. I think it's a global issue. I think that Arctic nations need to work together. We formed an Arctic policy group, and I know that was one of the issues that was charged to the Arctic policy group to look at.
We have another caller on the line. We have Helen calling from Kwitluk. Hi, Helen.
Ethel, Alaska, Mom Kwitluk. Thank you for taking my call. I'd like an update on that Council on Domestic Violence Sexual Assault, because we're the highest in the nation on domestic violence, family violence, and sexual assault. And I'd like information if they talked about global warming and human trafficking, any one of those subjects. Kuya Nakfa, thank you.
Okay, the domestic violence and sexual assault, I think we in the Senate have, I'll have to double check, but I think we fully funded that at the governor's level. Human trafficking is an issue, but I don't think that we have dealt with the human trafficking issue that I can recall in the legislature. But I could double-check on that issue. So global warming, I think I've addressed that and probably will be speaking about that issue more in future newsletters.
If you're in Bethel, join the conversation by calling 543-5985. If you're outside Bethel, call toll-free at 1-800-995-8954 or email us at radio@kyuk.org. Senator Hoffman, do you have any updates to report on Senate Bill 18, a bill to create a new kind of energy borough in the Chulista region? Last time we talked was 2 weeks ago about this bill.
Yes, we had the first public hearing on it and went over our committee substitute and made the changes that I had talked about that we were going to be making, where it would only tax non-renewable resources, and there was some questions by some of the committee members. Representative Bert Stedman from Sitka had some questions on how that would be applied, and there was also questions about how this new energy borough would interface with existing statutes, and we're looking at those. We did receive testimony from the Profit Corporation up in the Mid-Kuskokwim, the Kuskokwim Corporation, and they had concerns about the legislation because those 10 villages, which represents about 1,400 people, are looking at forming a borough, a traditional borough under the existing statutes. So there was some concern that this may be in competition with that, and my comments to them were that I don't know what or if anyone would look at the legislation if it was successful and ask that a energy borough be formed. You know, it is an option, and I think it's a good one that could address the high cost of living in Western Alaska. But we do plan on having another hearing on it, and hopefully the chairman of that committee, Senator Click Bishop from Fairbanks, will see fit to pass that on to the next committee. The next committee of referral would be going to the State Affairs Committee that is chaired by Senator Mike Dunleavy from MATSU. And then if it gets out of that committee, then it would go to the Rules Committee for calendaring by Senator Kevin Meyer from Anchorage, who's the chairman. And if it's calendared, it would go to the floor and voted on. And the next stage from there would be having it read across by the speaker over there, and he would assign it to committees, and it would go through the same committee process that the House went through. And if there were differences, it would be sent back to the Senate for consideration, and if there were differences that I did not have any problems with, then we would concur with those changes. If there were changes that I had problems with, then it would go to a conference committee. Three members of the House and three members of the Senate would be appointed to work out those differences, and then they would go back to the respective bodies for concurrence, and at that point it would go to the governor for his consideration whether he wanted to sign it or veto it. So it's still in its first committee of referral. I would doubt if any final action on the legislation would take place until next year.
And we have another caller on the line. We have Fritz calling from Bethel. Hi, Fritz.
Good morning. How are you guys doing? Lyman, thank you for taking my call. And my only concern is, and I brought this up for quite a few years now, but not with the legislatures, but why tap into the permanent fund and why start a tax, sales tax on the state, on the Alaskans, and before all options are depleted? They are not depleted yet. First off, my biggest concern is why not have the legislatures have a pay cut and the governor and reduce their stipend or per diem? And lastly, why not move the legislatures to Anchorage? It only makes sense in Anchorage. Why in Juneau? Yeah, I can understand it's the capital, but why in Juneau? The cost of living is just as bad in Juneau as it is in Bethel. And that's, do you call that saving? No, it's not saving. It's wasting the state tax dollars. And I appreciate what you're trying to do to us, but we have to move the legislatures and the governor to Anchorage. I know there's the state is paying for the legislative office millions and millions of dollars annually. And is it being used? Maybe 50%. But we need to move the legislatures to Anchorage and have their annual 90-day sessions in Anchorage, not in Juneau. That is the only feasible way to look at our state.
Well, to answer the location, this is the capital, and it is. I don't know if there's a building suited with the infrastructure to house the legislative sessions in Anchorage. But I understand, and there are many people that believe that the capital should be moved to someplace other than Anchorage and in South Central. The issue hasn't been raised for probably 10 years or so, but I would agree that from a fiscal standpoint and from public access standpoint, the better location would be in South Central. Regarding the legislative pay, of all of the departments, most employees get a 3.25% raise for their first 5 years, which is called merit increases. And then after that, every other year, they get a 3.5% raise, which over the course of 10 years could close to double their salaries. But for the legislature, we have not seen any increases in the legislative wage for 10 years. And the legislative salaries are not set by the legislature. We've appointed a salary commission, and they make those recommendations to us. As to the per diem rate, that can be addressed by the legislature, and the legislative council has that authority, and I believe that they're looking at not taking the raise that has been in the news the last month or so. So that is something that the legislative council is considering. I'm on that council and would propose that we do not take that raise. As to sales tax, I'm not supportive of sales tax and or income tax at this time. We did pass Senate Bill 26 over to the House, and I stated many times that if we do not take the necessary action, I think I stated the last time when I was chairman of the House Senate Finance Committee, we saved close to $17 billion. In 4 short years, we've dwindled that $17 billion fund down to a little north of $4 billion. And in 2 short years, that's going to all be gone. And that would leave a little option if the legislature does not pass a piece of legislation like Senate Bill 26, we would start using the permanent fund earnings reserve account, and that is where we get our dividends from. So before we get to that level, I believe that Senate Bill 26 sets up a structure that shares the revenue for government and for sets the dividend at $1,000 for 3 years, and over the course after that, the dividend would start to rise somewhat. But I believe without that legislation, we the legislature are putting the dividend in jeopardy, and in out years would see it completely go away. So to address the spending level, I would say that 95% of the solution to our budget problems will be resolved by Senate Bill 26. If there were another item that I missed, I can't recall it. But those are the responses that I have to your questions.
And just a little background on that Senate Bill 26, it would draw a 5.25% annually from the Alaska Permanent Fund.
Yeah,
the money would be used to pay for state government, and a quarter of the draw to pay for dividends, which would be set at $1,000 for the next 3 years.
Yes, that's the payout. And the payout would stay at 5.25% for 3 years and then drop down to 5% after that.
Fritz, are you still on the line with us?
Yeah, that's it. Not unless if you guys have any other questions for me.
Thank you very much.
Another caller coming in. We have time for one more. Stoloff? No, it was Adolf. Adolf. Hi, Adolf. You have a question for Senator Hoffman?
Yes, Senator Hoffman. My name is Adolf Lupi, and I'm calling from Tundutulak. And I have a question for you. Maybe it's a difficult question to answer, but I've been hearing that Kuskokwim Tribal Internal Commission We'd like to have some kind of management with our fish on the Kuskokwim River between the state, federal, and tribes. I wonder if those are being dealt with the legislation. I'm not really sure how they're dealing with it.
Well, we've had in the past, we've had the Kuskokwim Working Group that dealt with participating with the Department of Fish and Game. You know, and that could be changed. There doesn't have to be legislation, in my view. That whole form could possibly be modified depending on who they want, what group they want to address. But I know that that is something that has been discussed, but nothing at the state level. You know, I think it's something that the region and the people up and down the Kuskokwim should continue to push it and try to dissolve the conflicts among themselves. It's better that we from the region look at our issues, and if we can't solve them, we should solve them amongst our family members on the Kuskokwim.
Senator Hoffman, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you to everyone who called in with your questions as we continue this conversation with our legislatures in Juneau during this legislative session. Senator Hoffman, thank you.
Thank you very much, and it's always a pleasure to address the people from the YK Delta, and hope everyone is healthy and safe, and good day.
Good day. This is KYUK. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Take care.